Yes, I am afraid trolls do behave like that, even those with only one head each. After hearing all this, Bilbo ought to have done something at once. Either he should have gone back quietly and warned his friends that there were three fair-sized trolls at hand in a nasty mood, quite likely to try Toasted Dwarf, or even Pony, for a change, or else he should have done a bit of good, quick burgling. A really first-class and legendary burglar would at this point have picked the trolls' pockets. It is nearly always worthwhile, if you can manage it. Pinched the very mutton off the spits, purloined the beer, and walked off without their noticing him. Others, more practical, but with less professional pride, would perhaps have stuck a dagger into each of them before they observed it. Then the night could have been spent cheerily. Bilbo knew it. He had read a good many things he had never seen or done. He was very much alarmed, as well as disgusted. He wished himself 100 miles away, and yet somehow he could not go straight back to Thorin and Company empty-handed. So he stood and hesitated in the shadows. Of the various burglarious proceedings he had heard of, picking the troll's pockets seemed the least difficult. So at last he crept behind a tree just behind William. Bert and Tom went off to the barrel. William was having another drink. Then Bilbo plucked up courage and put his little hand in William's enormous pocket. There was a purse in it, as big as a bag to Bilbo. "Ha!" thought he, warming to his new work as he lifted it carefully out. "This is a beginning." It was. Trolls' purses are the mischief, and this was no exception.
"Here, who are you?"
it squeaked as it left the pocket, and William turned round at once and grabbed Bilbo by the neck before he could duck behind the tree.
"Blimey, Bert, look what I've copped," said William.
"What is it?"
said the others, coming up.
"Lummy, have I knows? What are you?"
"Bilbo Baggins, a hobbit," said poor Bilbo.